As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot talk, this is too technical issue for the moment. But insan, the rab of insan, we know that we have no argument and easy to understand, the rab of insan is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because insan has got all asma'ullah to manifest, and Allah has got all the asma'ullah in it too. So that's why we call him by that very name, which is sort of, I would say, befitting and matching our existential being. Existentially, we are able to manifest all those names. So we have to talk to Allah by that very name, which has got all those names in it. So we say, Allahumma inni. What does that inni mean? Inni, of course, is maniyat. Means I-ness. Maniyat means I-ness. You understand what is I-ness? Not I with E-Y-E, I with I. I when I say man in Farsi. Say maniyat, in order you say the same thing? Maniyat? And niyat is a different thing. But maniyat means I-ness. That my state of being there, that's me. So in ni, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says that here in the dua when he says Allahumma inni, he does not, because inni has got an emphasis in the word. It's the word of ta'kid. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says this is not a place that insan wants to, or imam wants to prove maniyat for him when he says Allahumma inni, because insan is faqr al-mahz, means absolute faqr. Insan is absolute nothingness. Insan does not have anything of himself. Do not look at me like that when I say insan is absolute faqr. Because we do not have anything which belongs to us. You look at what does belong to yourself. When you look around, of course, no need to prove you that none of these material things are yours. Of course, this is very obvious. But when it comes to yourself, when it comes to your hand, when it comes to your sight, when it comes to your ability of hearing, anything you look at, when it comes to your quwwah khiyal, when it comes to your quwwah intellectual thing, everything is given to you by somebody else. So insan is absolute faqr. Faqr means begging. So in everything we have nothing from ourselves. So Imam Khomeini says, when Imam Ma'asum says here, Allahumma inni, he is not proving any maniyat for himself. In fact, he is only addressing that inni there means I am the absolute faqr. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am talking from that absolute faqr and nothingness. From that very existence that doesn't have anything of his own. So there is inni. Allahumma inni as'aluka. As'aluka is when you ask something. The meaning of as'aluka is asking. So when you say Allahumma inni as'aluka, we are entering the domain of Allah with the qadam, with the step of love. Remember, this is what is called a step of love. A step of love is when you don't have anything and the other side has got every beauty in it. In Quran, the state of love is explained in different levels. Like in the level of the love of Hazrat Yaqub for his son, Hazrat Yusuf. The love of Zulaykha for Yusuf. The love of Hazrat Musa for Shu'aib. And of course, the highest love that is ever addressed in Quran is the love of Asiya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asiya was the wife of Pharaoh. What do you say in English? Pharaoh. The wife of Pharaoh, whom on the torture and punishment of Pharaoh, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, give me a palace and mansion. And he asked, Indak means just be with you, at your neighborhood, with you. That's the highest thing one can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because mostly, we are asking the jannat of Allah, where there are very few people that can that can sincerely from their heart ask for Allah Himself, not for His Jannat. I read this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, innal ibadu salasatun. Means the ibad, those people who are worshippers of Allah, are three types. Salasatun. Qawmun abadullah azza wa jal khawfan. People who worship Allah from fear, out of the fear, they worship Allah. And when you're alone, close your eyes and see really, why are you doing that ibadah? Is it not from fear of Allah? Of course, even if it was there, you should not be disappointed. It is the matter of time for us. We have to work hard to reach to a level that we do not worship Allah out of fear or out of sabab that we want from Him. This is the levels of masumin. But however, other people can reach to that level by mujahide. فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَةُ الْعَبِيدِ Imam says this is the worshipping of a slave. And a slave, how does he do? He works for his owner. He does it out of the fear. وَقَوْمٌ عَبَدُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكْ وَتَعَالَىٰ تَلَبَ السَّوَابِ فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَةُ الْأَحْرَارِ عِبَادَةُ الْأَجَرَىٰ Sorry. And there are a group of people who are doing ibadat of Allah in seeking sawab of Allah. They want to go to Jannah. They want to get all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about in Quran. They want to have those big palaces. They want all those servants. They want all those best foods. They want all those ability that in Quran says, when they say kun fayakun, whatever they want, it will happen and be given to them. So that is ibadatul ajara. Means people who are, I don't know how to say that in English, the people who are like
wage people,
ahsan, wage people who are hired, they are employed, and they work. At the end of the work, they will be given something. And qawmun, and third people, وَقَوْمٌ أَبَدُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَّلَّ حُبًّا لَهُ أَبَدُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَّلَّ حُبًّا لَهُ فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَةُ الْأَحْرَارِ وَهِيَ أَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ And a group of people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of love. And that is the ibadat of ahrar, means free people. People who are not a slave of anyone. People who are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, they are called ahrar. People are who are free. So, I also remember a hadith from Aghai Najabat, Ruhi Lahul Fada, very first days that I knew him. He said, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ الْمُدْبِرُونَ كَيْفَ اشْتِيَاغِ بِهِمْ This is hadith Qudsi. This hadith is narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel and then Messenger of Allah and until it has reached to us. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ الْمُدْبِرُونَ فَكَيْفَ اشْتِيَاغِ بِهِمْ لَمَاتُوا شَوْقًا If people who have turned their back to me knew how much I love them, they would have died from the shock and excitement of that love. The problem is we do not make any understanding. We only say it and we pass. Or وَلَوْ يَعْلَمَ الْمُدْبِرُونَ أَنِّي كَيْفَ انْتِزَارِي لَهُمْ وَشَوْقِ إِلَىٰ تَرْكَ مَعَاصِيهِمْ وَرِفْقِ بِهِمْ لَمَاتُ شَوْقًا إِلَيَّ Again Allah says, If those people who have turned their back to me would knew how I was expecting them to come to me. I was expecting them. And I was so much loved or wanted that they abandoned their sins. This is Allah saying. They would have died from knowing that much of my wants. That means Allah's wanting us to go towards Him and abandon the sins. So these are the levels of relationship between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in the level of love. And as I said, the highest love address in Quran is the love of asiya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Allahumma inni as'aluka, we are entering with that type of relationship, we are saying that we want to come. Because when the whole thing is, when a person is in that any, as I said, if a person is in make a perception and understanding and idrak of his nothingness, of course, when he goes to Allah, he is full of love. The reason that we do not have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because we are full of other things. We do not feel nothing. Exactly the opposite, we do feel very much things. There are a lot of things in us. I feel, yes, I am Sayyid Bassam, I am this, I am that. In my home, I've got so much reputation at my home, with my friends, with my colleagues in community. So these are all things. These are things that are in me, and they do not let me go with a foot of emptiness. In fact, I am full of all this, what is called i'tibariyat. These are all credentials which are made in this life. They don't have a real reality. There is no reality behind it. The reality is what we do in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, we read in Quran, in Surah Ar-Rahman, وَكُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ إِلَّا وَجْهَ رَبَّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything is perishable, becomes nothing except وَجْهَ رَبَّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, except the wajh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that wajh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to us? That is anything which we do purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even remains. There is, in, I think it's in Quran, that there is a day in Qiyamah that Allah says, Al-Yawm Laman Al-Mulk, today who has got the kingdom? And there is no one there to answer. Because everyone, Allah has taken the soul of every creature. Even Jibreel and Israel and all of those, they don't have daily wujud at that time. And there is no one to answer. And Allah Himself answers, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْغَحَّارِ الْيَوْمْ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ, today who is the king? He says, it belongs to Allah, واحد الغحار, Allah of one and غحار. So we are all going towards that. We are looking with this qadam. Of course, it is not my status, but the status of those who are able to say from the bottom of their heart, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ, they are taking the step into the journey of suluk and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they are denying anything for themselves. They are denying any reality for themselves. And they are trying to make an understanding of their absolute nothingness. And they are trying to make an understanding that insan is ainur rapt. Ainur rapt means mere link. We are nothing other than a mere link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have anything of ourselves. So, inshallah, we hope and seek the help of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam that makes us understand these things. When I talk about it, sometimes I feel embarrassed of myself, that what are these things that you say that you do not even understand what you are saying. But inshallah, we do have no other way. We can only try, we can only hope that by studying, by learning, by thinking, by doing riyazat-e-shar'iyyah means all those hardship that we have to go through in getting up early in the morning to do salat, that to have to do fast, to all those hardships that one does, with the help of all these things and with the wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we are able to make understanding from this thing. Bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. اللهم صل على محمد.